Chapter 1. A Cold and Dark Place. In the first year of Trump and a year after President Barack Obama left office, you were born. The exact time was 02:14. I remember the smile your mother had on her face when the nurse told her she was having a boy. She lit up, looked at me, and said, "A boy." I stood there smiling, holding your mother's hand, but on the inside, I was jumping for joy. To me, she may as well have said we were having a man. I say a man because I thought about all of the manly ways, mannerisms, talks, values, and morals I wanted to pour into you like a pitcher needing to be filled. Things that would turn a boy into an ambitious gentleman. The doctors kept telling your mother she was a high-risk pregnancy due to age and the time between you and her last child, your sister, Carrie. That didn't matter to her. She was going to make sure nothing stood between her and you being born. There were many days when your mother suffered from morning sickness. She could often be found leaning over the commode, coughing and gagging, with her legs beneath her. She lost hours of sleep due to you tossing and turning inside her. She suffered from backaches, swollen feet, heartburn, and extreme thirst. I felt helpless as she was going through all of that, and I tried to comfort her as best I could. Son, love your mother. I knew through all the pain she was going through, the sleepless nights and physical changes, you would be born, because on the other side of the struggle is the prize. I never doubted you would be born, because Jenkins thrive in adversity.